Hello, hello, hello. I would like to welcome everyone to the neighborhood and thank you for tuning in. This is DJ Red Rose, and you are tuned into the neighborhood from 12 to 1 on Wednesdays only at radio.dominican.edu. I would like to make a special announcement to everyone out there, all my listeners, all the neighbors, that next week there will be no neighborhood broadcast. There will be no neighborhood broadcast. I'm sorry to report that, but the campus will be closed and students will be on spring break. And I hope everybody has a safe and fun spring break. So look, you guys, let's get things started right on this gloomy day. You tell me what you think about this new song. This is Usher's new song. It's called Climax. Now, I personally like it, but some people have a problem with it. I don't see what it is. But anyways, you guys tell me what you think. Here it is, Usher, Climax.
Go away. Together, now we're undone. Won't commit, so we choose to run away. Do we separate? Oh, don't wanna give it, so we both gave up. Can't take it back, it's too late. We reached the climax. I've fallen somehow. Feet off the ground. Love is the blood that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need you around? I'm on my knees, but it seems we're going nowhere fast. We've reached a climax. We're together, now we're undone. Commit, so we choose to run away. Do we separate? Oh, don't wanna give it, so we both gave up. Can't take it back, it's too late. We reached the climax. I gave my best, it wasn't enough. You get upset, we argue too much. We made a mess of what it used to be, love. So why do I care at all? At all? At all? At all? At all? Go back now, fast. We've reached the climax. We're together, now we're on. Commit, so we choose to run away. Do we separate? Oh, don't wanna give it, so we both gave up. Can't take it back, it's too late. We reached the climax. Climax. Each other separately. I just need you one more time. I can't get what we had on my mind. Where are you now? And I need you around. I'm on my knees, but it seems we're going nowhere fast. We've reached a climax. We're together, now we're undone. Won't commit, so we choose to run away. Do we separate? Oh, don't wanna give it, so we both gave up. Can't take it back, it's too late.
That was Usher's new joint, Climax. Okay, I need everybody to call in. The number is 415-482-3587. The number is 415-482-3587. Tell me what you think about that Usher with Climax. All right, y'all. So, latest news on Chris Brown. Chris Brown is in court again. But this time, it's for robbery. According to Media Takeout. Oh, man, Chris Brown, he can't stay out of trouble. But anyways, MediaTakeout.com learned that today the Florida state attorneys will file formal charges against R&B singer Chris Brown. We're told by a person with impeccable credentials that he will be asked to turn himself in to Miami Police Department. We're told that Chris Brown's attorneys will be contacted today. The charges will be snatch and grab robbery. And if Chris Brown is convicted, he faces up to 5 years in Florida prison. But whether he is convicted or not, his probation will likely to be revoked shortly after these charges are filed. So unless Chris Brown's lawyers can pull off a miracle, which might happen, I mean, considering he's Chris Brown and he has the money and the fame, Chris Brown is expected to be in jail before the week is up, probably. Now, it's so unfortunate that you have to report such negative news again on this young man's behalf. But if you guys don't know the story behind this, apparently Chris Brown was at a club or did a show in Florida. And one of his fans asked, you know, if she can take a picture with him. And it was on her cell phone, her smartphone. And they took the picture, but Chris Brown was in his Lamborghini at the time. So he snatched her phone and drove off and told her that she won't be able to put this on any blog sites or anything like that. I mean, he should have just objected to the picture in the first place. I mean, even if that's not the true story, he should have never snatched her phone and drove off with it in the first place. If this happened, we don't know if this is true or not. I hope it's not true. I don't know why he would want to put himself back in a terrible situation. But anyway, you guys can call in and tell me what you think about this whole Chris Brown situation. The station number is 415-482-3587. Call in if you dare. If you dare, don't be scared. It's okay. And so, what I'm going to do for you guys right now is play one of my favorite Marcus Houston songs. It's called All Because of You. I love this song, and I hope you guys enjoy it as well. Corner boy. You're the love of my life, and I was doing wrong. What I wanna do right, girl?
is glistening. Sure, they try to tell me chill, but I wasn't listening. I can't deny you knew me for being immature. My way of saying sorry, take you to the Gucci store. You told me all you really wanted was to see me more. Then the stress hit me hard like a meteor. I hit rock bottom, you was there to pick me up. I neglected you, we didn't hug, didn't kiss enough. But you never threw nothing up in my face. Gave me all your love and your warm embrace. Jim, now I see I never find another like you. You the type who make a player wanna wipe you. For me and you, this money's not an issue. And I miss you when I touch you, I can feel it through my bone gristle. I'm still with you and I'm sorry about the way I did you. Know it was the issue, but you changed me.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Marcus Houston with All Because of You. Now, Chris Brown isn't the only entertainer that's a suspect of the law right now. Unfortunately, Rick Ross has hit the news this morning. According to TMZ, a 40-year-old man was shot to death in front of Rick Ross's Miami Gardens home. Rick Ross was not home during the time of the shooting, but Miami-Dade County officers are considering, and investigators are considering Rick Ross as a prime suspect since this event did happen in front of his home this morning. And in a sense, they have every right to be, and then at the same time, they don't. In his lyrics, he does talk about killing people. He thinks he's a gangster, and for something to coincidentally happen like this in front of his home, I can see why they can be a little suspicious. But that brings up the subject of rap content nowadays. I mean, be honest with yourself. Are you really that hardcore thug? Do you really want to live that life? I mean, for Rick Ross, before he became a rapper, a gangster rapper, he was a correctional officer in a women's prison. Hardcore or not? I mean, you're working for the law. You were the law. And when he was asked that question in the interview, he said it was deeper. It was deeper than what it seemed. So he's trying to keep up this hardcore image of himself not being a correctional officer. I mean, but I find that hard to believe. What do you guys think? You guys can call in and voice your opinions on this too. Because Rick Ross is just a big softy to me, and his lyrics are false. I admit I like some of his songs though. His songs are very catchy. I like it. He was just that guy for a second in the hip-hop game, in the rap game. He was just that guy, and he came with it. But as far as him being hardcore and all that, he can stop and try to put a front for everybody. Everybody knows what he did before. Everybody knows that he was a correctional officer before in a women's prison. If you don't, there's your current event for the day. But anyway, so tell me what you think about this whole Rick Ross and Chris Brown situation. And also, I need to tag this blog spot, all right? You guys get on this blog page and just blog. Tell me what you think about the show. Request some songs if you would like. I'll play the songs that you request as long as I can find a clean version. It has to be radio edited. But go to the blog spot. You can find the blog spot actually on the radio.dominican.edu page. If you scroll down to the neighborhood section, you'll see blog. There's a big old box that says blog right next in the neighborhood. So if you guys have any comments, questions, or concerns, or even requests, Leave them on the Blogspot page. Follow the blog if you can. If you're a blogger, follow the blog. Follow the neighborhood blog with DJ Red Rose. You know, it goes in every Wednesday from 12 to 1, only on radio.dominican.edu. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, it is the throwback joint of the day. It's time for that. And this is actually from the 90s, a group called Black. I don't know if you guys remember them, but they kind of remind me of TLC a little bit. And they had a little girl in the group who rapped like Left Eye. She sounded like Left Eye and a little bit of Left Eye and the Brat at the same time. But here's Black with It's Over Now.
Bring my bottle of Remy. Recognize a real hit when you hear one. Posting up at the Playboy Mansion. I stomp like Gore-Tex, poetical vortex. Bouncing the jigger in California.
Yeah, yeah, that was a throwback joint of the day. That was Black. But it's over now. All right. All right, you guys, it's time for the weather report. Now, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I know all the listeners in Northern California, it's a bit gloomy today. It's not looking too good outside. And I'm pretty sure it's safe to say that. Expect some rain tonight. And leading into Thursday, there will be light rain tomorrow, Thursday. But Friday, there should be clear skies. And it should be warming up a little bit. Now, Saturday, that's when the weather gets real good. All right, that's when we start to hit the 70s a little bit here in the Bay Area. So get out those shorts and those flip-flops. It seems like 70s out in Northern California is hot. That's hot. We're used to mid-60s, high 50s usually around this time. Actually, mid-60s is actually pretty good. We actually do need this rain. We haven't had a lot of rain this year so far. So, but anyways, for Saturday, get out those shorts and those flip-flops and enjoy the sun. Have fun in the sun. Also, there are a lot of germs and colds going around. I can contest to that because I feel like I'm getting sick again. I just got over a cold and now my throat is just, it's terrible. But anyways, you guys, stay sanitized. Wash your hands after every class. I advise you to just use some sanitizer. Just go to the bathroom and wash your hands. Don't avoid biting your nails. Nasty habits like that. All right. Avoid doing all that. But you guys, like, on the bright side, it's time for some sports. It is time for the Battle of the Bay in the Bay Area. This weekend, Stanford versus Cal Berkeley. The women's teams will be playing at Cal Berkeley. And the men's team will be playing, both men's team will be playing each other at Stanford in the Palo Alto. Now, my predictions for these two games, for the women's side, you know, I want Cal to win, and then I want Stanford to win. I think both teams are great. I think Stanford's going to take it just because they have a deeper bench. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with Cal's bench at all. Cal's bench is great. They have some great players. They've been playing well this season. The team chemistry is great, but Stanford's just a little deeper. Stanford's like national championship ready. Cal is Final Four ready, but not necessarily national championship ready yet. Next season, now their point guard will be a sophomore and a little more seasoned. She's doing great as a freshman point guard. I didn't even know she was a freshman when I first saw her play. I mean, she's just that great. If you guys haven't checked her out, you should. Just check out the whole team. If you can, you should go to the game. It's at Cal Berkeley on Saturday. You guys should go and check them out. Cheer on Cal, cheer on Stanford, or whomever. It is the Battle of the Bays. But for the men's side, Berkeley took the first game. I think Stanford's going to take this game. Stanford men's team is kind of funny-like because they'll show up one game and then kind of disappoint you the next game, but then go hard the next game, next three games or something like that, win next three games, and then just kind of, I think I'm going to lose today. You know, it's up to them if they want to win. They have the players. They have the depth on the bench. They have a great coach. I think, this is my honest opinion, if the coach didn't sub so much and let players gain a rhythm out there on the floor, maybe they win a couple more games this season. That's just my opinion. You know, everybody has their own. But that would be helpful for the guys at Stanford. And I think they're going to take it this weekend. And they're playing at home. There's nothing better than that home court advantage. If you guys did not catch the NBA All-Star game, it was pretty fun to watch. It was like a dunk and skills competition all in one. Now, for the other NBA festivities, the dunk competition, the actual dunk competition, the actual skill competition, the actual three-point competition, all that was pretty boring. Really? I mean, these players need to start coming up with some new hotness. Kind of tired of seeing the same old thing over and over again every year. You got to be creative. You have to be creative. Really think about it. Sit down and think about it. Don't make it a spurt in the moment thing. It seems like everything's just spurt in the moment. No, you got to, if you're in this competition, you want to compete to win and just woo everybody. Woo the crowd. Woo Orlando. But anyway, back to the game. The game, that was a good game. LeBron and Kevin Durant had game-high points of 36 points each. And Kobe Bryant surpassed Michael Jordan. He surpassed Michael Jordan in all-time scoring record of NBA All-Star Game history. That's a big accomplishment. Congratulations to Kobe Bryant. Besides the fact of my personal thoughts and feelings about that man, he's a great player, and you cannot deny his game. You can't deny that he is one of the greatest players to play the sport of basketball. And I said it, it's on record. It's being recorded right now. Kobe Bryant is one of the greatest players to ever play the sport of basketball. I give him credit where credit is due. Anyways, you guys call in and give me your thoughts on the All-Star festivities. The station number is 415-482-3587. You are now tuned in to The Neighborhood, only on Wednesdays from 12 to 1 at radio.dominican.edu. This is The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose. And I have some new music for you from Trey Songz. Now, this record's hot to me. And this is for all the young people who are just going crazy right now for no reason. Because they're in college and they have the college bug or whatever, or freedom bug, or I don't know. But listen to this man. This is Trey Songz with Sex Ain't Better Than Love.
Every girl I gave my loving to was only a substitute. I've been out here in these streets and not alone. Even though she's in my own, this ain't where my heart belongs. Sex in the air, no love in here. Soon as I get through, I'm out of there. And it feels so bad, but it feels so good. Wishing I could care. And then I got it back. I got you now and I'ma make it last. She says, my baby, she can't wait to have. Love in the air, never been so clear, so beautiful. Bring your body here.
Girl, you've been my teacher and I learned that.
that was that nice song by Trey Songz called Sex Ain't Better Than Love. Now, either he's maturing a little bit within his music, within writing his music and everything, or he's just going through a phase. But anyway, that was a good song. I like that song. So that was Trey Songz, Sex Ain't Better Than Love. If you want to voice your opinion on if you dislike that song, you like it, or you think it's just okay, you can call into the station at 415-482-3587. Or you can write on the Blogspot wall. And the way to access the Blogspot, you can go to the radio.dominican.edu website. Scroll down till you see the neighborhood section. There's a section that says the neighborhood with DJ Red Rose. Then you'll see a box that has blog. Just click on it and it'll take you right to the Blogspot page. All right. Announcement time. If you are an up and coming artist and you would like to be on The Neighborhood, this show on Wednesdays from 12 to 1, broadcasting live online at radio.dominican.edu, please contact DJ Red Rose DJ Red Rose, me. Contact me on The Neighborhood's Blogspot. Post your information so I can get in touch with you. I would love to have all of you on the show, but all of your lyrics must be clean and radio ready, okay? Like, no cuss words, please. No ends either. That's a cuss word too. No ends. All right. Just a shout out a couple artists that hopefully they can make their way on the show, make time in their busy schedules to come on the show and promote their music. P Music equals good music. And you need to come on this show so you can display your good music to the good people in Radio Land. All right, P Music, if you can make it over, come on through to The Neighborhood one time. Just one Wednesday from 12 to 1. You can stay for a little bit. You can chill the whole show if you like. It doesn't matter, but I would like other people to hear your music. Also, Gigs 510. These two artists are actually local. P Music and Gigs 510. They're both, Gigs from Oakland and P Music from Hayward. But Gigs is a must listen to artist as well. And I would love to have him on the show. I'd love to have you on the show, Gigs 510. So if you get the time, I know you're in the studio a lot. He's really grinding right now, ladies and gentlemen. He's in the studio like every day. Just laying out new tracks. And you can follow him on Twitter at Gigs 510. He does have a Twitter account for you to access. He's on YouTube, Gigs 510. Gigs is spelled G-I-G-S, no space, 510. 510. So G-I-G-S 510. He is a rapper out of Oakland trying to make it. Should he be signed? That's one of the days of his songs. He has freestyles on there. He's been in a lot of cyphers. They're on YouTube. Check them out. Also, this group out of LA, they're called Jet Setters. I would like to have you three guys on the show. So let's make things happen. Let's make moves. Next week, let's talk about it. If you are an up-and-coming artist, once again, if you are an up-and-coming artist, you can easily access the Blogspot from radio.dominican.edu. That's the easiest way to access the Blogspot if you are an up-and-coming artist. I like playing mainstream music, but at the same time, there's artists out there who, in my opinion, are better than these mainstream artists and who deserve a shot, who deserve a chance. And once they get that shot, I hope that they stay true to their craft. I don't know if you guys remember, but the first show, I played some music from Miguel. And he's an R&B artist out of Los Angeles. And he was one of those people who, when he was underground, he was just better than a lot of the mainstream artists that were out at the time. And when he became mainstream, he stayed true to his craft. And you have to respect that. You have to respect that out of the young man. I mean, he's bringing it. He's bringing it. But anyway, like I said before, and I'll say it again, if you are an underground artist, if you were just artist who's just starting off and you feel like your craft is up to par and you want to come on the show, just make sure that your music is clean. And there's no cussing in the studio either. When we do interviews or anything, please just refrain from using swear words. But you can easily access the blog spot at radio.dominican.edu. Or I'll give you the blog spot link right now. So go to blogspot.com/TheNeighborhoodDJRedRose.com. All right. So look, blogspot.com/TheNeighborhoodDJRedRose. All right. So look, we're going to get into this Monica song featuring, coincidentally, Rick Ross. And it's called Anything. I hope you guys enjoy this.
Like sweet morning dew, I took one look at you,
one time.
And it was plain to see
you were
my destiny.
We the big bank boys on the boulevard, putting all the pretty girls in the pretty cars. Thou shalt not with rosé pockets. Fill up, when I pop it, I feel for you. Baccaran on my arm, 20 million Teflon Don. God bless all the boys on the rise with my baby girl by my side, baby.
You
baby.
Been looking for someone special for a long, long time. Someone that I can share my dreams, someone I can love. And every night I'm wishing, hoping that he's only getting closer. Cause I wanna find you.
That was Monica featuring Rick Ross with Anything. And you did hear Missy Elliott in the background of that song. Like I said two shows ago, Missy Elliott and Timberland are coming back. And they're going to come back hard this summer. Look out for them. June, July, August. Look out for some new music from them. And also new albums. All right, y'all. So there is another man who can't seem to stay out of trouble. I know you guys know Michael Vick. That's not him. It's his younger brother, Marcus Vick. Marcus Vick is going to jail for failing to appear in court. In college, he was such a talented quarterback. He played for Virginia Tech, for those who do not know. And, I mean, he could have easily been drafted, but he just stayed in trouble, which left him to be undrafted. And it's so unfortunate to report these kind of things. I mean, especially with the young brothers out there. The three people who are in trouble right now are black males. Chris Brown, Rick Ross, Marcus Vick. I mean, it's just unfortunate and sad that I have to report this stuff. But a simple court date. Just make your court date, man. Just go to court. Go to court. You do the crime, you do the time. Simple as that. But anyways, for some college athletes, they just don't have a grasp on life. And this is mainly for the males. You don't hear a lot of stuff about women college athletes doing something terrible or stealing or something like that, you know? Like, why steal when you can either get that thing for free because you're some superstar on campus, you're on scholarship, or you can get like a super discount on it. And you're not paying for your education anyway, so I'm pretty sure you get money every month. You get money, or is it every 2 weeks, something like that? You get paid in a sense when you're a college athlete on a full ride scholarship. You get money. Why go and steal? Like, there have been so many occasions, especially with football players. It seems like I've heard of a couple with some college basketball players, but a lot of football players are just, they do the craziest things. I really wonder what's going on in their minds. Like, why steal? Why do drugs? Why? You're a college athlete. You want to perform to the best of your abilities. You know that there are random drug tests, but why do that to yourself in the first place anyway? I mean, ask yourself these things before you pursue or partake in them. Why take advantage of women? I mean, there's been a world-renowned, famous event with the Duke lacrosse team a few years back, and I'm pretty sure there have been others. But why take advantage of women? You know you're a college athlete. You know lots of the girls like you already. So there's no reason why you should feel you need to take advantage of a hopeless soul, even if she's supposedly throwing herself out there. But, I mean, this is for all college athletes, including women. Think before you do these things, okay? Please. And for these coaches and athletic directors out there, they do this stuff because they get away with it most of the time. And it only becomes public when they get caught. And so your responsibility is to make these young men and women responsible adults. That's one of your responses. That's one of your main goals. So you need to stop. It's time to get a grip. You need to stop coddling these college players and teach them how to be young, like young men and young women. Teach them how to be adults. I mean, because once they get in trouble, they face consequences. Well, sometimes they still get coddled sometimes, but most of the time they face consequences that someone who is not a college athlete would face, and they're real consequences, and they're welcomed into the real world in a harsh way. So we just have, it's not we, athletic directors, coaches, step your game up. Really care for these players like you say you will during the recruiting process. Really care that they grow up to be responsible adults really care about their image, care about all that, just start caring. But anyways, y'all, I like this song that I'm gonna play next. It's by Mano. It's called That Could Be Us. I like this song. I like this guy. Here's Mano with That Could Be Us.
Song princess, somebody's girl, she probably might be one. I know a real bad bed when I see one. I'm like, if it was me, I keep hun, because she the kind of girl in the knee, son. No games, I'm serious, I think I really like her. Oh Lord, she's it, I'll wipe her, hoping I can get close enough to try her. Man, I will lock her down, life her, cause she the baddest, baddest in the world, and all I think is how I'm supposed to make her my girl. Damn, I just wanna get the chance to please her. Look at Jay-Z and B, that could be us. You got what I need, I knew it. Let's not waste time, let's do it. Unites, you Michelle Obama, the president's wife. I done made my old girl jealous. On the red carpet, now my new chick famous. My dog told me lately I ain't focused now, cause it's clear, shorty got me open now. She really got me spinning like a ceiling fan. I ain't in and out the clubs, I'm a different man. I used to play around with the groupies, yeah. Met her, then I gave the groupies up. Long hair, green eyes, true religious, fitting tight around a mean thigh. I ain't tripping off of what my boy said. I'm just trying to be a boyfriend. And you ain't got to worry about them chicks, cause baby, you that good girl.
Let me do a thing like saying Jay-Z.
Taraji, shades on, you an actress. Nose turned up, walk like you that. I know exactly what you all about. The new Louis bag before it's even out. Yeah, baby, I know how to treat ya. Handcuffs, you a keeper.
We can do it big.
Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. That was Mano with That Could Be Us. If you were wondering who is the guy singing, his name is Robbie Nova. And he's an up-and-coming R&B artist as well. So look out for Robbie Nova. That was Mano featuring Robbie Nova. That Could Be Us. aren't y'all? So for Dominican sports, basketball is wrapping up. Basketball season is coming to an end. If you guys missed senior night, the women's team lost their game, but it's a good game. They lost their game senior night, but congratulations, and you guys had a great season, so keep your heads up. And they have one last game on the 3rd. If you guys are going to be in Southern California, they'll be playing Cal Baptist University in Riverside. And as for the men's team, they won. They beat University of Hawaii Hilo on Saturday, their senior night. Congratulations to the men's team. And they will also be in Riverside at Cal Baptist University on the 3rd of March, which is, I believe, Saturday. That's a Saturday game. And the women's play at 5:30, and the men, they play at 7. All right, you guys. I just want to remind you that the neighborhood will not be broadcasting next week because the campus will be closed for spring break. Like I said before, I just hope everyone here at Dominican University and at other schools, whoever's on spring break, just have fun, but also be safe, all right? Have fun, but be safe. That's so important. To end the show, we're going to end it in a special way. You know, I'm really feeling this Usher song, Climax, so I'm going to end the show. I started the show with Climax, and I'm going to end it with Climax. So we're here it is again. I'm going to make you guys like this song. Here is Usher with Climax. You guys have a great day, a great week next week, a great weekend. Have fun. Be safe. Peace, love, and soul, y'all.
The red hours as we've reached the climax. We're together, now we're undone. Won't commit, so we choose to run away. Do we separate? Oh, don't wanna give it, so we both gave up. Can't take it back, it's too late. Somehow, feet off the ground. Love is the cloud that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need you around? I'm on my knees, but it seems we're so we choose to run away. Do we separate? Oh, don't wanna give it, so we both gave up. Can't take it back, it's too late. We reached the climax. I gave my best, it wasn't enough.